I'll start off with the injury report. No Sean Moreno left with a chest injury. It was really our only significant injury that a player left the game, did not return. Any questions?
How's the heart feel now?
Feels great. It felt great for about 8 weeks. Not so much before that, but my medical team did great. My wife, Robin, my nurse, did even greater. And a lot of good people are the reason why I'm standing there. You know, he's been remarkable. I mean, I think it's been unprecedented for what he did, even a year ago, to come off and not playing. You know, very unusual injury that he was coming off of. You know, and to get to where he, you know, finished a season ago and then to start where he left off and had the kind of season, not just today, but all season long that he's had, to me, is pretty remarkable. And, you know, remind that there's still, you know, one more game. You know, again, anytime you play, well coached. I mean, you get to this point, you know, the Final Four. I mean, they're all good teams, all well coached, and you know, maybe none more than what the New England's accomplished over the years. But you know, you're gonna have to play good in the red area. You're gonna have to play good on third down. You're gonna have to stop the run. You're gonna win in the trenches and not turn the ball over. So you know, I thought it was a pretty clean game on both sides. You know, I think our defense has gotten better. I mean, you know, we got beat up pretty good on the outside world. You know, I think we've had a lot of injuries. You know, I think our staff's done a terrific job. You know, I think Jack DeReal stepped in and did a great job. And doing two jobs is not easy, you know, while I was gone on a four-week sabbatical. You know, but it's just been a lot of hard work, you know, by those players, guys that have stepped in and replaced, you know, pretty significant players. You know, a lot's been talked about other teams, but we've lost some key guys along the way. And, you know, I couldn't be more proud of a group of guys with one more outing.
Still fourth and three, and you're going to go for it. You call a timeout. Talk about calling the timeout, what you're expecting, and then, you know, ninth and 12.
Yeah, you know, I think we did it twice. We did it before half offensively. I'm sure people on the outside criticized that, but we were considering going for it. And, you know, that was a critical fourth down situation as well as the one defensively. Yeah, I know the one you're talking about. I'll just bring up another one. I always answer your questions exactly.
What did you want? What did you need your defense to do when you called the timeout? What was the purpose of it? And just talk about Nike coming through.
Well, not going into too much. I mean, we were in a personnel group where we were a little smaller, and they might have run the ball. We got a little bit bigger, and you know, it ended up not being a run, but you know, it was a good execution on our players' part. You know, just we got the ball to start the third quarter and wanted to put points on the board and ensure that, and that's why.
Coach, can you give us some perspective what this does feel like considering what you were going through 3 months ago?
Well, I mean, you know, just standing here feels pretty good because I almost wasn't. But, you know, it's, you know, like I said, it's gratifying whether, you know, I'd had any kind of surgery or injury or anything like that to be able to come back, be on the sideline, you know, be in those meeting rooms and those late night meetings with the coaches and the players and, you know, all the sacrifice you make to, you know, that goes into these things, you know, it feels outstanding, I think, regardless. I think you get to the Final Four. I mean, you're playing the best on the planet, you know. And so, you know, we're Final One and on our side. And, you know, both those teams are great teams. I think, you know, again, lots been made of, you know, six seeds and this and that. And, you know, I think kind of the top four seeds pretty much made it this time. And, you know, I think, in my opinion, all four great teams. And it should be a great, great game. I can't wait to – I won't say what I'll have, but to watch it. You know, I think, you know, everybody's a different situation. You know, I really did look forward to being able to see their faces, you know, whether it was on that stage, on that sideline, you know, when the game was in hand. You know, just to watch young people mold together and work as hard as they do and then to see some joy, you know, it's very gratifying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he's a great player. I mean, he was an extra captain this week. We just don't hand that out for nothing. I think, he's had a tremendous season. He's a tremendous talent as well as young man. He's a great young man. So, I'm very proud of him. I don't get into that. I mean, this is games, they only let us on the field. In fact, I got out there a couple times. I got yelled at. You just do your best to prepare your guys. And, heck, Bill Belichick's is the best there is. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame coach, done a tremendous job. And, he'd tell you the same thing, I think. I mean, you show me a good coach, I'm going to show you some good players. And, everybody has their moments. And, we're a little better today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Woody, I've known good friends, good coaches that have done this for 30 years and never been. So, I tend to look at the glass a little bit more half full than empty. So I feel very blessed. This is my fourth championship game, and getting ready to head to my third Super Bowl, either as an assistant coach or a head coach. And I'll be honest with you, I feel very blessed about that opportunity. Having what? No, it's going to be empty really fast, just so you know. Yeah. especially the first one. Yeah, I'm still wondering how that got out, but I have a player speak every Saturday night. Figured out my time doing this, they get sick of listening to me talk, so I give them a little bit different perspective. And Wes did a tremendous job. It is personal, so I'm not going to go into exacts, but he answered the bell pretty good. Well, we've been pretty good, Woody, against the run all year. I mean, we really have. I know, we threw a clunker against the San Diego regular season game here Thursday night. That happens over 16 games. But, that's something really you have to ask them. I mean, I know we knew they were very good at both, and they've proven worthy. And like I said, you don't just stroll into a championship game not doing some pretty good things through the season. And, I think our guys, responded. We did well. We have been pretty good in the run. And they're a very capable team throwing the football as well and have been. And it was just a classic matchup and a great game. And I know I was, proud to be a part of it.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
All right, thank you.